This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is a great nation and the greatest nation. And actually, an analyst who is not from the far right in any sense or the far left actually says, that's right, America has shown during the events of the last couple of weeks its greatness and its exceptional nature once again. How? Why? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also, I ought to say, 45 hours left in the Trump administration. The president apparently wants to have a big military-style send-off. I'm not sure what that means. But with a band playing, I am sure, Hail to the Chief for the last time for this particular president, this would be on Wednesday, right around noon Eastern time, so 9 a.m. Pacific time. That would be with the president saying his farewell. Now, there are people in the QAnon world, and I've gotten several messages about this today, who say that President Trump will use that occasion to declare martial law and to arrest all the blood-drinking, Satanist, child-trafficking cannibals, including Joe Biden, and execute the storm, where he literally executes some of these bad people under martial law and imprisons the rest and saves the country from this evil cabal. What kind of people believe QAnon? And could it be true that there are millions of them and that they are virtually all in the Republican Party? If you're a QAnon believer, and again, according to surveys, there's some 17% of Republicans who think the QAnon view of the world is true. If you're in that group, then by all means, give me a call and let me know whether you have your faith weakened at all in what Q has been saying by the fact that no, Trump did not get reelected, and the storm hasn't happened. Apparently, according to sources, Q hasn't dropped much of anything in the last 4 weeks. But you can explain everything here. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And then there's also a new poll that's surprising about the reaction of most Americans. This is from Pew Research, to what happened at the Capitol building. And new polls on impeachment and Trump's approval rating and more. We will get to all of that on a very full day on the Medved Show. And then some sources of stupidity and some sources of truth. The sources of stupidity from an expected source, the source of truth from a source you couldn't possibly predict. It is, of course, also Martin Luther King Day. It is a national holiday. And it seems to me that makes it a particularly good day because Dr. King, though he clearly wanted profoundly to change America, and he did with his ministry, even though he wanted to change America, he recognized that the way to change America was to call America to live up to its ideals. It was not to run those ideals down or to say that this country was built on slavery, it was built on evil. And I think it's very much worth remembering that and remembering the magnitude of what Dr. King accomplished. And let me just put this in a context that struck me because I was looking at pictures of the August 1963 March on Washington. It was actually called the March for Jobs and Freedom. And they brought a minimum of 250,000 people to Washington, D.C. They came from all over the country in carpools and on trains at the time. Not that many by airplanes, but on buses. They drove. Not many people walked. And Washington in August can be really oppressive and appalling. But you've got at least 250,000 people there. And what's striking to me is you look at the pictures of that crowd gathered around the reflecting pool, looking down from the Lincoln Memorial toward the Washington Monument. And it's so inspiring, and it's so remarkable. And then you look at the other pictures of the very huge crowd that was brought out on January 6th for the Save America March. And it was also a big crowd. It wasn't nearly as big. But what a difference. And part of the difference, and it made me think about it, Dr. King, of course, gave perhaps, along with the Gettysburg Address, the most famous speech in all of American history. And he spoke words like these, just to recall the flavor of what we're talking about. This is clip 5A, Jeremy. This is Dr. King in August of 1963 at the with the I Have a Dream speech. Listen.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. That one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
That, of course, Dr. King, what I was thinking about was this. You have two speeches, two huge crowds in Washington, two protest marches. And I try to imagine if Dr. King had given a very different speech. Because certainly the people who were gathered in Washington, D.C. in 1963... that crowd was predominantly, not entirely, but predominantly black. And this is at a time when segregation was still going strong, where civil rights were non-existent, black voting rights were denied, there were not yet integrated schools, there were not yet integrated universities, there was still resistance, the civil rights bill hadn't been passed, that's why they were coming to Washington. And try to imagine that Dr. King had given a very angry speech. And I don't think that any American who looks back in our history fairly could deny the fact that the black people, and no, it was not only black people, it was largely black people, or gathered in Washington in 1963, had every reason to be angry. Imagine that that speech had had more of the tenor, oh, I don't know, of President Trump's speech on January 6th. What would their reaction have been? With that many people in Washington, by the way, the authorities, the Kennedy administration at the time was very worried. They were worried that all those people would turn violent. But because King chose to speak the way that he did, not minimizing the suffering, not minimizing the injustice, not minimizing the history of oppression, it was very real. He acknowledged it. But speaking hopefully and positively, and in a forward-looking manner, everything remained peaceful and positive and changed the world for the better. Are there some lessons from that experience? You bet they are. We will get to that And also, what is it that makes America so great? Coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, just asking a little thought experiment. Imagine that Dr. King In August of 1963, during the March on Washington, when he actually delivered the soaring oration known as the I Have a Dream speech, which it's fascinating, and I write about this in my book, The God's Hand on America, that part of the speech with the I Have a Dream cadence, King had used before, but he hadn't intended to use it in this speech. And it just fit in, and the crowd responded, and he was carried away. He wasn't reading. He was, I think, divinely inspired, frankly, because I think it is one of those utterances that will live forever. And by the way, it made that speech, the March on Washington, a tremendous success. It meant that all the people who worried about violence in the city of Washington, with all of those literally hundreds of thousands of people coming there, there was no violence in the March on Washington. There was no marching up to the Capitol building and saying, you've got to pass that civil rights bill or else. And it was actually a full year afterward that they, after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, frankly, that they finally did pass that civil rights bill on a bipartisan basis. Now, what does all this have to do with America at this very moment in our history? I try to imagine, and again, a thought experiment. I mentioned, think about if King had given a different speech. Think if Trump had given a different speech. Not angry, not resentful, no language in it, like he actually did use. We've got to get rid of Liz Cheney and all of her kind. We've got to make sure, we got to fight. We've got to go up there and be strong. And basically, and leading people not to just hear him and feel inspired and redouble their dedication to America and the principles of MAGA, of Make America Great Again, that would have been fine. And it would be uplifting. So he could have said, well, I'm not going away. But again, the pretending to people that by marching up Pennsylvania Avenue and surrounding the Capitol building and maybe going into the Capitol building, it wasn't specific about it, that that they would finally be able to overturn an election that he still refused to accept. I certainly hope he accepts the election as he's leaving on his plane from Andrews Air Force Base after his farewell ceremony. That's, what is it, 44 and a half hours from now. Okay, with all of that, we are very, very lucky. And it's important that we keep that in mind, particularly on a holiday like this one. There's a terrific piece, and I certainly hope that we can post this on our website. We're going to send it out in our newsletter. It's an absolutely wonderful piece. And it's by Frederick Kagan, who's a prolific writer about American history and American foreign affairs. He's the director of the Critical Threats Project and a resident scholar at American Enterprise Institute. And he writes in The Hill, America remains exceptional. Despite the horrific events of last week, it has been a federal republic in its current form for more than 230 years. We've had presidents assassinated, and we've had contested elections. But we have never had a president, vice president, Congress, or any ruler brought in other than in accord with the provisions of the Constitution and the law of the land. We have never had a dictatorship, military or otherwise. We have never had to change our Constitution or our laws other than by the normal and peaceful processes outlined therein. No great power can match that record, except for Britain, where the last successful revolution was in the 1600s. Some smaller states have been similarly stable for a long time, but even Switzerland was politically reshuffled by Napoleon at the start of the 19th century. France, Germany, Russia, Spain, and for that matter, Japan, China, and Iran have suffered coups, revolutions, dictatorships, and collapses of government orders within the last 100 years, with some much more recently than that. That matters, writes Fred Kagan. It means there is something about our system and perhaps our people that has given it an unusual, and I feel comfortable saying exceptional, degree of stability in the face of massive global upheavals and great domestic turmoil. We should absolutely reject any likeness between what is going on in America and what goes on in Venezuela, Russia, China, Iran, or any of the other dictatorships with which our citizens and others are now insidiously, invidiously comparing our country. If Donald Trump had been Vladimir Putin, he would not be leaving office in 2 days. If he had been Xi Jinping, it would be Twitter that was shut down, not his account. That's a pretty good point. This is not in any way to exonerate or defend Trump. His actions and remarks were execrable, and he should be held accountable under the law. It is to say that because of the nature of our system, he was defeated at the polls, his opponent will succeed him, and our system has survived. That is not how things work in dictatorships. America is not undamaged by these events. We've been injured. No one can take anything for granted. The fact that our system has survived this challenge does not mean it will inevitably survive all future crises or that it is not in need of repair and strengthening. Certainly, it needs constant vigilant defense. But our people, writes Fred Kagan, our people can still hold their heads high and continue to condemn dictators and tyrants without feeling hypocritical or that their moral authority to do so has been somehow destroyed. We are flawed, as all people are. We've harmed ourselves, and we may harm ourselves more in the days and weeks to come. But we have not lost the right nor the duty to stand for freedom, to stand for the rule of law, and to stand for individual liberties. The events of the last weeks should focus us on the importance of now defending those principles at home and abroad all the more. The point is so excellent and it's so superb. And it's one of the reasons I'm even encouraged. There was supposed to be big protests in all 50 state capitals. I'll give you a report coming up on what actually happened in state capitals around the country. I'll just let you give you a little hint. Do you know how many protesters showed up in Olympia, the capital of our great state of Washington? We will give you the answer to that and to other states around the country. And the answer, I think, is profoundly encouraging. We'll get to that and to more. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number here on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., speaking virtually during the annual Blessed Community Service at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Biden says the United States is still in need of the message King delivered in his final sermon.
Let's remember that the final call of Dr. King, which was, let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. That's our charge.
Former Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes the nation is still on track to have the majority of Americans vaccinated for COVID-19 by the summer. Azar saying despite the slow rollout, 50 million doses have been made available and 14 million Americans have gotten their first shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a new survey from Pew Research about how Americans reacted to the rioting in the U.S. Capitol. And it's one of those very complicated, expensive reports where they don't just do it on the internet. They actually interview people and they leave it open-ended. And what they did for this survey, they spoke to 5,000 people, which is bigger than a typical poll or survey, and they asked them the following question. Please describe in just a few words your reaction to the rioting at the U.S. Capitol. And this surprised me. They categorize the most common reactions. The most common reactions were anguish, horror, shock, frightened, angry. I would say yes, all of the above would be my reaction. But you know how many people had that kind of reaction? 37%. And there were other reactions that they qualified here. 13% immediately said Trump is to blame. 13%. Now, he's being impeached because of this. This indicates that at least the first thing on the minds of most Americans, for 87%, their first thing in mind wasn't, well, Trump is to blame and he needs to suffer some consequences. But 13% of Americans do feel that way. And the 9% said they had criticism of law enforcement response preparation. And a full 8% said, or their immediate reaction, when asked, what's your reaction to the rioting of the U.S. Capitol? 8% immediately said it wasn't Trump supporters. Um, Can we move past that? I mean, one of the... first of all, this didn't represent all Trump supporters. There were thousands of people who came there to the Capitol to hear the president, to show support for the president, to show support for his claims, who did not march up to the Capitol building. And yes, there were other people in there. The press has made a great deal of this guy, John Sullivan, who is from Utah. He's an African-American guy who's been involved in all kinds of political agitation. He is a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment. He has organized demonstrations in behalf of gun rights. He's also a supporter of BLM. He is not a leader of Antifa. And the question that he got arrested, he is a guy who filmed 40 minutes worth of video, including the video that showed poor Ashley Babbitt being killed. That's his video. So he was inside the building showing video at many times. He's been arrested because on his own video, you can see that he's shouting encouragement at some point to the people. But partially, it seems, because he wanted to get great video. With all of this... There is so much right now. There's a front page of the New York Times piece that came out today about all of the people who have already been charged, and it's now over 100 who've been arrested and charged. And there are many, many, many of them who are trying to use in their defense already that the president asked us to do this. That I should be excused from any criminal culpability because we were following what the president wanted. The headline for the piece in the Times, and they quote from all of the lawyers representing a bunch of different people, is "We just followed Trump's cue, several accused in rioting say." Now, will this be an issue in the impeachment? When they get to it, I hope they don't get to it soon. I hope they put it away. I don't think it's a good process for the country. But the whole idea that this is something that people who have been arrested and are facing trial are saying, and they're hoping to get out in this regard. And those people, by the way, are not Antifa impersonators. They're people where they check out their backgrounds, and their backgrounds come forward, and some of them very honorable people, it would appear. This is why what... Andrew McCabe, a former number two guy at the FBI under Jim Comey, but what he said on CNN was so awful and so unhelpful and so far out of the spirit of reconciliation and hope and positive change. Everything that you want to remember on Martin Luther King Day, you don't really want this. But here is clip two. It's Andrew McCabe on who the Trump supporters really were. Listen.
I spent years working against extremists, doing counterterrorism work in the FBI. And I have to tell you that that sort of a diverse cross-section of people is exactly what you see in the population of adherents, people who are attracted to extremist rhetoric, to extremist movements. That's exactly what you see. When we looked at those Americans who traveled to Syria for the purpose of joining the Islamic State, when you put all those faces and names down in one place, you had doctors, lawyers, you had people who were Muslim their entire life, and some people who had just converted only months earlier. You had rich people, you had poor people, men, women of every ethnic variety. So I think that's actually common to extremist groups. Some people are very vulnerable to and drawn into that that core lie of any extremist movement, and that is exactly what we're seeing now with this particular group of Trump supporters. They have invested on an emotional and spiritual level in this grievance that the election was stolen from them, and they seem to be completely manipulated by that propaganda.
If you could keep your answer just very short, I wonder, would you use the word radicalization? Have these people been radicalized?
They have been radicalized by the radicalizer in chief, the president of the United States. Absolutely.
Okay. Comparing Trump supporters to ISIS, comparing Trump supporters to people who are fighting for Al-Qaeda or Islamic State, is outrageous and it's wrong. And for one thing, there are very, very few militant jihadists, Muslims, who are part of this pro-Trump contingent. There are a lot of devout Christians, but Christianity is very different from Islam. It is. And Christianity does not have a worldwide problem with extremists who cut off people's heads, who blow up buildings, who explode airplanes, who bring down governments. Now, this is not to justify any of the extremists who went up to the Capitol building, but they ended up not taking hostages. There may have been some who wanted to. There certainly was no throat slit. This is absurd. And it's deeply insulting. And this is part of what is very, very dangerous when you talk about the future of the Republican Party, is that if you are going to say that people who support President Trump in this regard are like people who support Osama bin Laden, that's like people on the Republican side, and there's a column that I just hated, and a column from a really smart guy on the conservative side of things who was comparing people who don't support Trump right now to good Germans who just go along with the Nazis as they take away all rights. If we could stop comparing people to Islamic terrorists, to Nazis, to other mass murderers in history, very fortunately, we're different in America. And God willing, we have every chance of staying different, even with a new administration. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
The main thing is that you're a hypocrite and you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
You're listening to the Michael MedVet Show.
Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVet.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael MedVet. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Just reading this very interesting report during the break about a very large unserved credit card market of people who are earning good money and they're very low credit risk, but they have little financial history to prove their credit worthiness. I mean, here in Seattle, we know people who are relatively young, starting out in careers, doing super well, but they've never gotten a mortgage, they've never bought a car on time, whatever. In any event, this is a new Our Crowd opportunity. It is a credit card company called Jasper. And you should read about it. The advanced risk assessment algorithms make it possible to safely extend credit to millions of people who currently are rejected by traditional underwriting formulas. Unlimited credit card issuance capacity and 100 million line for the credit card receivables under a five-year issuing agreement with WebBank. Okay, here's the interesting thing. There are only a handful of competitors that all reached $250 million valuations after issuing 50,000 cards. Jasper is going to be issuing 75,000 cards by the end of this year. You want to find out about this investment? It's one of many through Our Crowd. It is a startup. You can get in on the ground floor. And the potential here is tremendous. Check it out. Go to Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. You just go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd. There's no charge, no fee of any kind. You can find out all about this company and many others that are fascinating and exciting. And right now, we're all dealing with, I think, a desire for the country to move on. And which is one of the reasons you're even hearing from a lot of Democrats that they understand they have to cope with this impeachment now. It was voted in the House. It was voted on a relatively bipartisan basis with 10 Republicans voting along with all the Democrats to impeach President Trump again. What's fascinating about this is one half of all the impeachments in history by the House of Representatives in the United States in 230 years of history, half of those impeachments have been Trump. Because there have only been four. And two of them have been Trump. Nixon never actually got impeached. Andrew Johnson did, and Clinton did, and then Trump twice. Okay, when this vote comes up, who knows how it's going to go? They haven't even assembled yet a Trump team. I do think that based on what we were talking about with Alan Dershowitz the other day, that they're going to try to make a strong legal case, and they probably can make a case, that it is unconstitutional, it certainly isn't provided for in the Constitution, to impeach someone who has already left office. And the idea of that is you don't have to impeach Trump. I mean, Trump could still face some kind of, because he's going to be out of office, no longer president, he could still face all kinds of indictments and prosecutions for wrongdoing. The impeachment is not necessary. The only reason impeachment is there is because you can't touch a president in any other way while he is in office. Now they'll have a chance to touch Trump all they want. And by the way, the fact that it's very unlikely that they would have a successful prosecution for incitement to an insurrection, which is the basis for the House of Representatives impeachment charges, that, it seems to me, is a very strong indication that this is a tough case. Now, again, it's not a tough case to say that Trump behaved horribly. It's not a tough case to say that he made innumerable mistakes, that his lying and lying and lying and lying about a stolen election and claiming that the election was rigged even before it happened, that all of that was despicable. It was. There's no justification for it. But the question about what we gain by voting impeachment, and I know the idea is that they will gain barring him from ever running for office again, which probably would lead some additional Republican senators to vote to impeach the president. Yeah, that's there. But can I also tell you, in the next 4 years, that'll also be challenged. It'll be challenged, and eventually probably the Supreme Court is going to hear about it. There are conflicting polls about where Trump stands right now. There's a new NBC poll that says that Trump approval ratings remain stable. There is a Pew Research poll that shows his approval ratings are way down, down to 29%, which would be the lowest of his presidency. The approval rating among Republicans, again, Pew Research poll shows his approval rating of among Republicans, still a majority, at 60%, but that it's gone down 14% since the events at the Capitol building. The NBC poll says that 87%, 9 out of 10, approve of how Trump is doing his job. But half of all voters say he is definitely worse than most presidents. And again, about twice, more than twice as many people list him, say he should be listed as one of our worst presidents than the 18% who still say that President Trump should be listed as one of our best presidents. The point about it is that he is going away. And like it or not, he will be leaving behind some unfinished business. And part of that unfinished business involves something that I want to speak about at greater length than we've spoken about it before, which is this QAnon phenomenon. There's a very powerful article, which I found very persuasive, and it's an article by somebody who was a United States senator, who was one of those many, many, many United States senators, who's a potential candidate for president in 2024. And he's not writing about Trump. He's not writing about this administration. He's not even writing about the impeachment issue. But Senator Ben Sasse is writing about the danger of conspiracy theories, particularly the conspiracy theory known as QAnon. Now, why is that particularly apt? because under the QAnon conspiracy theory, the entire problem that we have been having with Trump versus the deep state was supposed to have ended up with Trump putting people in jail or executing them for child trafficking and human sacrifice and drinking blood and being cannibals and Satanists. And yes, the QAnon true believers list a whole passel of people very directly who are involved in that, including Bill Gates and George Soros and leading Hollywood celebrities, and yes, Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and more. So how is it that people come to believe in all this? And why would so many people, according to a recent survey, 17% of Republicans, and which is about the same number of Republicans who think that President Trump would be remembered as one of our greatest presidents, how is it that some 17% of people in the Republican Party could take the QAnon conspiracy theory seriously? We will get to that. There's a fascinating profile of a very brilliant Harvard graduate, someone who takes QAnon very seriously and has allowed it to change her life. We will go there. We will also talk a little bit about some of the more recent revelations about what really happened on January 6th in the Capitol building. And there are increasing arguments that, you know what? People are exaggerating the seriousness of it. Should it properly be called an insurrection? Or does calling it an insurrection, as I happen to believe, give it more dignity and gravity than it actually deserves? All of these are issues that we're going to be facing, and plus a blitz of activity planned for the new Biden administration, which comes to work in 44 hours from now. Isn't that unbelievable in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.